A visitor. How unexpected. Then the secret of the church has been laid bare. Good hunter lost in a nightmare. What do you think of that beastly legend? And those ailing wards of the church? I know what you did to them. It's not your fault. The nightmare helped them, and now they are free. But what of you? Have you profited at all? Oh, really? Well, that is a relief. Now you can leave this nightmare. Have respect for the beast hunter Gehrman's wishes. Besides, you will not find your enemies here. Take the relics in this room as your parting prize. Let them be your strength, and return to the hunt, good hunter. I thought as much. Nightmares and secrets. They will only get you so far. Now you can leave this place. Good hunter, why do you hesitate? Why should you wish to linger in this nightmare any moment more? It is not a place for you. Your place is out there, cleansing the streets of the blood-stricken beast. Delving into these further depths will serve you not. Do not allow yourself to wander until lost, good hunter. It is so easy to fall astray. You must have seen this. You must have understood the implications. I fear you may already know more than good for you. Knowledge of things, certain things, can corrupt, can curse, can linger and draw you into the abyss of which you may never escape. Perhaps it may be hard for you to believe, good hunter. Though we are kin in our duty, we yet remain strangers. And stranger still in these nightmares to come across another who does not wish you an enemy. I know all too well the loneliness of the hunt. The loneliness of despair. The loneliness of meeting no kind friend or ward. It has been very long for me since I have even seen another, hunter or no. I knew it to be but a matter of time. Eventually someone would come. Someone would find their way here, despite my efforts to avert them. It anguished me to know that I would never see a face befriended again. If you have come this far, I have no illusions about what you seek or what you will do to get there, and what I must do to stop you. You may think you need to know. You need to unleash the memories of our greatest sins. You do not need it, hunter. Has the insight you have already gleaned not enough? Has the pain and suffering you have already confronted not sufficient in its agony for you? What is it that draws you to that? Is it truly something that could be called human? But in a way, I do understand. I was indeed myself so much like you, if not more monstrous. The insatiable inquisition, the longing, the hunger to know more and more, to expand an understanding that we were never meant to have. It was a mistake, all of it. We haven't taken the right path at any turn. All I can do now is keep it from spreading. The tragic thing, Hunter, that even if you kill me, that even if you pass these gates, even if you discover and awash in the memory and the consequence of the nightmare and what it holds, it will not be enough. Your questions will not be met with but more. It will solve nothing. It will only make you smaller, drive you from whatever scraps of humanity you have left. It is not something to throw away, good Hunter. Have you not seen what it does? What it will do to you? You may think you are strong, Hunter, and there is no mistake that you are. But you cannot fight the unending. That blackened eternity which the great ones called forth from to dine their wills upon us, no more than dolls to their molding. Some part of you knows the fruitlessness of your quest. Some part of you clings to the before, because there is something in you that knows, for all you have done and all you have seen, that there is still a thread of fear and hope within you. Fear that knowing what you wish to know will only bring you greater suffering and regret. Fear of the call of that knowledge, and if the desire is truly your own. But also hope. Hope that something can stop you before you venture too far. Hope that I kill you here. Hope that there is an excuse for you to fail in this task that lies outside of your control, so that you may have an excuse to let it go and dampen the troll. And above all, hope that there are still worse things. Secrets more terrible than anything you've done. So that you may hold some thread of innocence. So you may wrap yourself in a thin comfort that at least you aren't as bad as we were. Oh, but I know this, Hunter. I see it in your eyes, and in the simple fact that you have not yet drawn on me. I always knew this day would come, but I did not reckon I would be so mirrored in the one so determined to dethrone me. I once held such a similar determination. Nothing could stop me from these insightful discoveries. I always held myself to such a high standard of control, you see. But I was blind to just how uncontrollable my lust for knowledge was. I was so focused on control that I never even realized it had slipped away from me until it was too late. I was so consumed with controlling what I was that my entire identity of self slipped right through my fingers into the clutches of that abominable coalition. I ached to get it back, but my penance was never enough. So I resigned to do the only thing that I could. And now I am the lone guardian trapped in this nightmare. So far removed from the dream, and even further from the sun. Please, good hunter, Cid, forgive me. I have been so far removed from others that I have lost my manners. Whatever you decide, good hunter, it isn't going anywhere. Your time is endless. Use a moment of it to rest. I never even formally introduced myself, did I? Do you even know who I am? I am Lady Maria. Ah, so it still passes the lips of the patients, even here. It is painful to know so. Do not feel regretful of releasing them from this place. You did them a service. I never wished for them to be trapped here, in such torment. Would you be kind to tell me if you met dear Adeline? I had given her the key to the balcony. I had hoped she could find some comfort in the faint breezes that carried the scent of flowers from the outside. It is bittersweet to know she held on to it. I appreciate you helping her in her ascension. She wanted that more than anything. I only hope it brought her some peace, and the end, and a respite from this nightmare. Do you still have the key, good hunter? I thank you. This is very kind. I have not held this in such a long time, but it is nice. The closest thing I will have to sweet Adeline again. Adeline, along with the other patients, gave themselves willingly to the church's experiments. Because they believed, because they were indoctrinated to believe that they were nothing, worthless. Time I joined the research hall, they had already undergone so much. I did not want to see their suffering in vain, so I did not stop it. I wanted something redeeming to come out of this darkness. Perhaps something did. I don't know. I tried to comfort them and care for them as much as I could. In the beginning, it was a selfish act. I wanted it to numb the pain of the atrocities I'd committed. I wanted redemption. But in the end, I did care for them. Truly. And Adeline especially. She became my dearest friend, although she could never fathom that to be. She could not understand the intentions of kindness or companionship. Nevertheless, I gave her the only gift I could offer. I hope it made some difference. Perhaps we could come to some agreement. Good hunter. Some resolution that might satisfy us both. I do not wish to end your life. I would take no pleasure in it. But if you push forward, you will leave me no choice. There is a lot that you still do not know, even about the things you have already seen. You collect pieces of the puzzle, but there are still so many missing. The picture is still so blurry. I could give you insight to these things. I could paint the picture for you. I can satiate the bite of that hunger that draws you forward and beckons you beyond the gate. And I could do it without you falling further from light's grace, without you wandering too far into the abyss. It is more than I wish anyone to know, but it would still do you less harm. And that insight that I could give you on these things, you would not find it in there. You have so many questions, and so many of them will not be answered, because they do not lie beyond the gate, and because I am the last who has them, who could give them to you. Should you kill me, there will be none left who can offer you anything. You do not have enough to put the puzzle together alone. In return, I ask that you leave this one secret buried. Leave one truth to fade into distant memory, until all who can remember it are lost. Leave it locked away and hidden. I beg of you, good hunter, to consider this pact. I can show you much. I can walk you through the halls of the past. I can feed you just enough to be satisfied without becoming gluttonous. I know there is a part of you still desperate for an out. Fighting against that part of you, so ravenous for more. I am offering you that out now. I am offering you a chance to take control of the beast bubbling within. I see. I understand, good hunter. I know very well how the secrets beckon so sweetly. But the corpse should be left well alone. Only an honest death will cure you now, liberate you from your wild curiosity.